Hey there, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we are talking about three of my favorite books that I'm currently reading right now. So what are my three favorite books right now, this moment? Number one, let's start with a book from Harvard, or a guy over at Harvard named Sean Aker. The book is called The Happiness Advantage. And this is a book where they've gone out and done over 200 studies on over 275,000 people in the world and found that happy people, and what they say is there's happy, neutral, or stressed. Happy people tend to have better marriages, better health, make more money, have better performance ratings, and do all this amazing stuff. Now, I know if you've been hanging out with us live on Facebook Live every day, you've heard a lot about this over the past month, but if you haven't, I didn't want you to miss out. So here's five simple things you can do to what Sean says is rewire your brain for the happiness advantage. Now, when you have the happiness advantage, if you're a salesperson, you tend to sell more. If you're a surgeon, you tend to perform better. If you're a manager, you tend to be a better leader. All this amazing stuff by wiring your brain for happiness. How you do that, number one, he says you need to train your brain by writing down three gratitudes per day. What does that mean? At the end of your day, really simply, you sit down and say, what are three great things that happened today that I'm grateful for? And he said, it doesn't matter how complex or how simple it is, but if you can identify three great things, what it happens is you train your brain to scan your world and to look for what's right with it instead of what's wrong with it. And that's very important to keep optimism and happiness in your life. Number two, he says you want to journal, and this is alternative exercise, but I'll call it number two. You want to journal about one great thing that happened this week. So something really, really good that happened, and spend 10 minutes just describing it in detail and what it meant to you and how important it was and what you really appreciated about it. And that too will boost your happiness. Number three, he says you want to exercise for at least 30 minutes, at least four times a week. What that does is they did a research study where they took people who were clinically depressed, and one group they gave antidepressants, so medication. Second group, they gave just exercise, 30 minutes of exercise, 4 days a week. And the third group, they give a combination of both. What was amazing was there was a huge relapse rate for the people who just took medication. The people who took medication and exercise had a much lower relapse rate, but the people who just exercised, their relapse rate dropped something between, like, instead of 30%, it dropped to like 8% relapse rate, which is remarkable. Now, the real find there was exercise was more effective and just as effective as medication was. How amazing. So to boost happiness and to build that muscle in your body and show yourself you can take control of how you feel, exercise at least 30 minutes, four times a week. Number four, meditate. Now, I know some of you are thinking, oh my gosh, I'm a business person. I don't meditate. What do you want me to sit still and think about nothing? Please, I'm too busy for that. There's an awesome device that we found called choosemuse.com. It's a little headband, and you throw this headband on, and what it does is it measures your simple brain waves and heart rate. Now, what happens is it has a little app, and it gives you biofeedback and neurofeedback. What does that mean? As you're trying to keep your mind silent, it tells you through noise if you're allowing thoughts to creep in or if you're keeping your mind silent. Now, the more thoughts you have, the crazier the storm gets and the quieter you can make your mind, you get little birds as a reward. It's beautiful. So here's a really kind of cool techie way to meditate. So the easiest way, you could start with that. Use it each day, just 3 minutes a day, you know, each day. And what it starts to train you how to do is control your thoughts so that if your mind starts to get flooded with negative thoughts or fearful thoughts or angry thoughts or thoughts you don't want, it gives you the ability to take a couple breaths and clear all those thoughts out, refocus, get in the game, and get to work and really perform at your best. Next, number five, random acts of kindness. Now, this is amazing because it not only helps you, it helps the person who's receiving it, and it helps anyone who's observing it. What does that mean? When you do a random act of kindness, it shows that dopamine and serotonin both kick off in your brain. The person who receives it randomly, just like, oh wow, thanks, they get a kick of dopamine and serotonin. And what they found in research is anyone who observes it, even in a video, also gets a kick of dopamine and serotonin. That's why it feels so good to see random acts of kindness. This also helps rewire your brain for happiness, according to this book. So Five things. Number one, three gratitudes each day, or three things that went great. Number two, journal about one great thing that happened that week. Number three, exercise. Number four, meditate. Number five, random acts of kindness. Do these things each day for 21 days, and according to this book, it'll help rewire your brain for what they call the happiness advantage. Definitely check it out. It's well worth it. Number two, there's a book written by Chip Conley called Peak. How great companies get their mojo from Maslow, I think is the tagline. But in this book, there's a really awesome little simple diagram that is so valuable in life, in business, in relationships. But I've been talking about it again on Facebook Live continuously. If you missed it, this one's for you, so you can catch up with us. He says there's three levels of communication and transaction between individuals, whether that's you with your team or employees, whether that's you with your clients, whether that's you and your significant other, whether it's you and your investors. He said the first level is a transactional level of relationship, meaning I'll do X for you if you give me Y. And X is kind of a chore, but I'm willing to do it as long as I can get paid. And then he said number two, he says that's one, that's a transaction. Like you give them here, I'll pay you, you do the work, and then you're done, you can leave. Now, what's interesting is if someone's willing to pay someone more for the same job at a transactional level, they'll leave in a heartbeat just to go get more in return for the same job. Now, at a relationship level, which is level number two, this is where you build a true relationship. You care about these people, you acknowledge them, you appreciate them, you identify their strengths, and you really truly point them out and really connect with them on those and help really make them feel valued in all that they're doing. This could be in your intimate relationship, your friendships, this could be in your family relationships, even in your business, especially in your business, according to this book. Now, you build such a strong relationship that even if they were offered more to do the same job, they would question it because they know that the relationship is so valuable and meaningful to them, it's not worth making more for the same thing because they don't know if they'll be valued and appreciated the same way they are in this relationship. So you want to build that kind of depth in relationship with your clients, with your employees, with your team, with your family, with your significant other, anyone and everyone. Finally, there's one more level which he calls transformational. Now, transformational is by being part of this relationship, they're literally becoming a better human being in the process, which to me puts goosebumps on my arms. I want to know that every single person we do business with becomes a better human being because of the process of it. Just being part of that relationship with us, they grow, we grow, and everything transforms because of it. That's my goal. And it doesn't matter what kind of business you run, imagine every employee who ever works with you or for you, that they become a better human being just because they happen to cross paths with you. How do you create that? And that book has a great insight of how to do so, the difference between it and everything you need to know about it. So that's our second favorite book. Third favorite book, this one's gonna be quick and easy. It's called Mindset by Carol Dweck from Stanford. This book is awesome. She did tons and tons and tons of research about the difference of people who are struggling and failing versus people who are radically succeeding. Based on all her scientific research, what she found was data that backed up there's difference between something she calls a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. A fixed mindset is something that says, hey, I'm stuck the way I am, I can't really change it, I just have to figure out what I'm good at and only do that because I'm not meant or able to do anything else. A growth mindset says, hey, it doesn't matter if I'm capable yet or not capable yet, as long as I'm willing to put in the time, the effort, the energy, the focus, and everything I have inside of me, I can become a master of this. Now, what's interesting is she relates this in this book to business, finance, relationships, health, and everything in between. So in each category of your life, she gives you very specific examples of people who had a fixed mindset and what happened, dum dum dum, and people who had a growth mindset and what happened for them, ta-da. So obviously a growth mindset is what she's praising here, but it's worth reading, it's worth going through. Visit her website because they have a growth mindset test that you can take to figure out if you have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset. And she gives you a free set of like four steps you can do to build an even powerful growth mindset in case you want to reinforce it or build it for the first time. So those are my three favorite books right now. Hope you love this. If you do, go grab the books, have some fun. I don't get anything from this, but knowing that I hopefully helped you learn some great stuff, apply it to your life, and do something amazing with it. So have fun with this. Hope you have an amazing week, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.